Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis, Perik Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Yesh mitarais lebaleyen. We're going to learn about four different situations over here. There are some who are mutter to their husbands. Yesh mutarais, they are mutter lebaleyen to their husbands. But vasurais leyevmeyen. If their husbands die, however, they would be usser to their yavams, in other words, their husband's brother. That's the first category. The second category, there are those that are mutaris liyivmeyan. They're going to be mutter to their yave, even though vasurais lebaleyan. It was usser for them to marry their husband. Third category, mutaris le'elu v'le'elu. Some are mutter to both their husbands and their yave. And the fourth category is vasurais le'elu v'le'elu. There are some who are usser to both their husbands and the yave. The Mishnah explains. Ve'elu mutaris lebaleyan vasurais liyivmeyan. These are the ones that are mutter to their husbands, but are usser to their yavim. Kayan Hedyet, we have a regular Kayan, as opposed to a Kayan Gadol. He's a regular Kayan. Shenasa su almana, who married an almana. A regular Kayan can marry an almana. He just can't marry a grusha. He dies, and v'yesh le'ach Kayan Gadol. He dies without children, and he has a brother who's a Kayan Gadol. The Kayan Gadol cannot marry an almana. So this is an example of someone that was mutter to her husband, but she's usher to her yave. Now the truth is, the Mishnah is just trying to be uniform here with the next cases. But the Batanura explains, even if this regular kohen would have not married an almana, even if he would have married a girl, when he dies, she becomes an almana. The fact that she was an almana from before doesn't change anything. Vaiter, zok the Mishnah. Cholol. What does the word cholol mean? So in different places in Mishnayos, it means different things. But basically, a chalal is an empty space. Over here, it means someone that was emptied from his kahuna. This is a boy that was born to a father, a kayan, but his father was married to a woman that he was not allowed to marry. Let's say his father married a grusha, a woman that was divorced. Memela, the child that is born, is called a chalal. This child could marry women that ordinarily are also to regular kayhanim. Now remember, he does not have a din of a mamzer. Because although it was an issur deraisa for his father to kayin to marry a grusha, but it was not a chiyuv karis or a chiyuv misas bezdin. So cholol shenasa ksheira. We have a cholol, such a child that was born out of a issur deraisa marriage. Let's say his father, a kayin, married a grusha. He dies without children. He has a brother who is not a cholol. But he can't marry his brother's wife. He can't be miyavim his brother's wife because she was married to a cholo. Now, I'm sure some of you are asking a kasha. How could he have a brother that's not a cholo? Just like he's a cholo because his father married a grusha, so the same is true for his brother, no? Well, the answer is it could be the kayin had two wives. Could be his father had two wives. One was mutter to a kayin and the other was a grusha. The son of the other wife, not the grusha, he's a regular kayin. The son of the grusha, he's a cholo. But they have the same father. And like we have already learned, so the halachas of Yivam apply. So here's the second example of a woman that's mutter to her husband, but would be usher to her yave. Third example. Yisrael, we have a Yisrael, Shenasa Bas Yisrael, who married a Bas Yisrael, but v'yesh le'ach mamzer, he has a brother who's a mamzer. Again, if his brother is a mamzer, how come the same is not true for him? And the answer is, they were born to different wives. But the same father. So Yisrael, Shenasa Bas Yisrael, Yisrael did marry the Bas Yisrael. He dies without children, but he has a brother who's a mamzer. Another example of where she was mutter to her husband, but she's also to the yave. Fourth example. Mamzer, Shenasa, Mamzeres. A mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeres. V'yesh le'ach Yisrael. This husband that was the mamzer dies without children. He had a brother who was a Yisrael that was not a mamzer. But that brother who's not a mamzer cannot marry the mamzeres. So once again, these are the four cases that are mutarais lebaleyan. They're mutter to their husbands. But vasuras leivmeyan, they're usser to their yavim. Again, what are the four cases? A kayin hedyet who marries an almana. He dies, but the brother's a kayin gadol. Second case, a cholol. Someone who's pasul as a kayin. Because he was born out of a forbidden marriage. His father married a grusha. He marries a regular girl. He's allowed to. he dies without children, but he has a brother from the same father, but not from the same mother. He has a brother who's a kosher kohen. The kosher can't marry her. The brother, the yavim, cannot marry the chalal's wife because she was married to a chalal already. Third case, a yisrael that married a bas yisrael, and he has a brother that's a mamzer. She's mutter to her husband, also to the yavim. And the fourth case was a mamzer who married a mamzeres, but he has a brother who's not a mamzer. He dies without children. She was mutter to her husband. A mamzer and a mamzeres can get married, but she's aser to her yaveh.